When we get inside of Jesus's heart and like his experience, it makes the scriptures start to come alive. And so I remember one time I was praying with the passage where Jesus leaves Nazareth and goes to get baptized in the Jordan, right? It's from Matthew chapter 3. But I just really tried to enter into what that was like for Jesus. And so, you know, just kind of imagine it, bring it up, and you pray with it. And right away what I noticed first was how much Jesus loved Nazareth. That this had been his home for, somewhere close to 30 years now. That Joseph was such a good father. Jesus had a beautiful family life. Mary was the best mother, right? She was. The love that Jesus and Mary shared was the greatest love that's ever existed on earth in their hearts. So that was Jesus' home. That was his family life. That's what he grew up in. And he loved it. And then one day, he had to walk away. We think that somewhere along the line, Joseph had died. And then I just kind of imagine Jesus realizing like, okay, like my time has come. And he takes one last look around and he walks out. And just thinking of what that must be like for them. You know, first for Mary, what was that like for her as Jesus, he never comes back to that home. She was now alone. Joseph had died. Jesus was gone. She wanted to go, right? She wanted. She knew God's mission has to come before my family. But I can imagine the sadness that she felt. And so what does Mary do there? She turns to the Father and shared everything with the Father. And God met her there in that. And then Jesus too, right? I mean, it must have been a certain excitement and nervousness as he goes out to start his mission, right? But I can imagine he walking away from Nazareth, rounding a bend. He can't see it anymore. And it just hits him like he's leaving. And Jesus also kind of goes through the same thing. Just a grieving over Joseph losing his father on earth. Missing, having to walk away. Leaving this place he loves so much and just turning to the Father right there and just sharing this heart. And that God again meets Jesus there. And as Jesus shares his heart with him, he's strengthened. He's able to get up and keep going. And then the baptism happened. Which I have to think must have been the greatest spiritual experience of Jesus' whole life. As he comes out of the water, the heavens open for him, the Holy Spirit comes down and fills him, and he hears the Father's voice speak to him. You are my beloved Son, and in you I am well pleased. You know, as wonderful as his family life was, Jesus really belongs to God. And this experience of the love of God that he belongs to was so much greater than anything he experienced in Nazareth. That's what's going on in Jesus' heart and mind, I think, when he preaches the gospel today. I think that helps us to receive his words, because his words are really harsh. They're very strong. And I don't want to take away from them at all. So I think the way we have to do it is understanding, well, where is he speaking from? Jesus is looking at this crowd, a large crowd, all of his disciples. He's not just attracting people to come. They're following him now, right? And he turns to them and he says, look, any one of you who have come to follow me without first hating your mother and father, your wife and your children, your brothers and your sisters, and even your own life, you cannot be my disciple. Those are powerful words. Jesus is saying, I know that at some point in your life, you're going to have to do what I did. At some point in your life, you're going to have to walk away from family and from that control even over your own life and your own future. And you need to come to me and to hand all those things over to me and to come and to choose me over them and follow me and love me more than you love them. Otherwise, you can never be my disciple. Because that's what it means to be a disciple. You know, I think one of the hardest things for college students, I've been thinking about them with coming back. College students that I've met that have become real disciples of Jesus at college. Again, not first, but have become disciples. Be faithful to the Lord, praying every day as much as they can, going to daily mass even if possible. Maybe their Newman Center has connected them. They have friendships, going to adoration, going to confession regularly. Truly disciples. One of the hardest things for them is not being at college. It's actually coming home. It's breaks in summertime. And it's so hard that often they find themselves falling away in their faith during those times, off of their regular practice. They're still going to church, but to really have that relationship with Christ that they discovered, that there's something deeper here than just going to Mass on Sunday. Because they go home, and honestly, it's just really hard to break away from the busyness of our homes and our families and work and everything going on and to come to church and pray. And if we're honest with ourselves, how many parents and siblings are encouraging them to go pray a holy hour or to go to confession or adoration? And so without that support, their friends doing it all alone, it's just very difficult. We see Jesus' words, they're really true. Unless you hate your family enough to walk away and to come to me, you will end up not being my disciple. Now, I think we could look at this also from the other perspective, from parents. As parents, first of all, it's hard to choose to walk away, right? To walk away and go to Jesus and go pray for a while, go to adoration, go to confession, go into daily mass, to pray, read the Bible, to take that time you need. That's difficult. But I want to talk even another level, I think, of parents where, as parents, you really want to save your family. You want to take care of them and really save them in a sense. And I think Jesus is speaking here to that place in you as well, where he's saying, look, you can't save your family. You're not their savior. Only Jesus is. Only I am. And so you come and you bring your children. I remember reading this chapter in a book I was reading. It's called The Arms of Love by Carmen Marco. It's a great book. But at one chapter, the daughter in the family is really struggling that day, obviously upset about something and basically just like mean to everybody in the family. And finally, the mom looks at her and she says, look, why don't you just go to adoration? And basically kicks her out and sends her off. Come back when you feel better. I mean, how awesome would that be? How awesome would that be if our parents were telling that college student or high school students or any, saying, yeah, just go to Jesus, okay? Helping them to break away that struggle they're having even to do that, right? This is how we build a Christian home, right? That in some sense, as parents, you also have to become as Mary. Mary who let Jesus walk and let him go. And then in the midst of everything happening on, turns to God, and God meets her there in that, right? Now Jesus, he talks about it today, going directly right to that deepest place, our family. But we could really say the same thing, couldn't we, about everything in our life. All the things that we are kind of loyal to, right? Jesus says, unless you're willing to walk away from all those things, to walk away from a relationship, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, to go to Jesus, to walk away from freshman orientation this weekend, right? And to come be with Jesus, to walk away from friends, from sport practices and parties, and be with Jesus. Unless you are willing to love Jesus and follow him even more than our country, than America, more than our politics, more than sleeping in and watching TV and vacation on Labor Day weekend, right? Unless we're willing to choose that, we will never actually be disciples of Jesus. That sounds harsh, but here's the thing. It's because Jesus remembers his baptism. Jesus remembers that when he walked away, God met him there, and he had the greatest spiritual experience of his life. I promise you, when the heavens were open for Jesus, Jesus wasn't regretting that he'd walked away, were they? That the sadness that was in his heart has been changed, has become the greatest joy possible, the joy that can only come from the love of God and knowing the depth of that love for him. And that's the point. That's the point. That Jesus is God. Jesus is God. And to really say and mean, I believe that, means that I understand and know that his love is the only thing that can actually fill my heart and my life. And that without that, even my family, the greatest good I could have on earth, would just be empty. Empty. And even if my family, my friends, and society itself disowns me, because I'm choosing to become a Catholic Christian disciple of Jesus. Yeah, that'd be hard. And you'd have to bring that to Jesus, and God would meet you there. And then you would still have Jesus. Let me end with just one more story, another prayer time. This time I was praying with, a little bit later, Mark chapter 3, where Jesus is preaching to a group of people. It's in a house or a synagogue or something. And the place is packed. It's full of people. He's preaching. And Mary and his family show up at the door. And they come and they say, they get Jesus, they, your mother and your family outside, they're waiting for you. And Jesus doesn't go. He looks around everybody and he says, who are my brother, my sister, and my mother? And he says, whoever does the will of my Father is my brother, my sister, my mother. And this, sitting there in that room, Jesus looks at me and says, Craig, these are my family. They are my family. And I imagine my prayer was all of the people I knew, my close to, or maybe the ones that were particularly in my heart that day that were sitting in that room. And Jesus is saying, they're mine, Craig. They're my family. And I could see the love that he had for them and how proud he was at each and every one of them. And that the Father was delighting in every person who was there that day in this family that he had. And that Mary at the door, she wasn't put off by Jesus, not in the least. She was so proud of her son and his new family because she knew that she was also a part of that family. And then the joy that I had thinking that I was a priest and it's my privilege to be the father of this family. My brothers and sisters, that's what we receive when we're willing to walk away and to become a disciple.